Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Final hour, Dr. Richard Sauter, and we'll mention later on, he'll talk about his various books where you can find more of the things he does. One book I notice here, of course, is Hidden in Plain Sight, Beyond the X-Files, and that was published by Richard Dolan's own company, Keyhole Publishing. Richard Dolan wrote the introduction for that book. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Because we have a lot of ground to cover, and not as much time as we'd like, I'd like to go back to something that you mentioned early on, which is Area 51, which is, of course, the classical place that we have an underground base, perhaps, and we're doing weird stuff there. So tell us about Area 51. What do you know about it?
I'm not an Area 51 specialist. You would have to ask someone who is. I know that it's there. I know that there is a lot of secret research that has gone on for decades in multiple different areas, science, technology, and engineering. I know there are extensive underground workings there. But beyond that, I can't say too much because most of what happens there happens under a very highly cover of very high security.
Okay, but when you say I know, when you use the term I know, how do you know? Where's the knowledge that says, I know this is true?
From what I've been told from other people and also from my own work, for example, that whole area of Southern California, of Southern Nevada has been, the Department of Energy, for example, has made numerous underground excavations over a period of decades for nuclear testing. And so there is no question the whole area has been tunneled out now for decades. And from other things I've been told by my sources, I personally
have
no
sources,
question.
You believe these sources are telling you the truth, they're not misleading you?
No, absolutely, because I've done so much archival research at a wide variety of government agencies, including the DOE and the Department of Defense have been very active underground there for decades. I have information of just oodles of what would you call it, detonating cord, for example, which is used in underground mining, being delivered to Mercury, Nevada, and other material as well. So there's just been and Mercury, Nevada is one of the jumping off places for that whole complex of S4, Area 51, what is the Air Force Base? It's out right outside of Las Vegas. I'm spacing the name of it right now. Can you help me out,
Chris? Nellis.
Nellis, yes, Nellis Air Force Base. And then there's another area there. And all of this is contiguous, controlled either by the DOD or the DOE or both together, just stretching for something like 160 miles.
Yeah, it's one name and one facility or one stretch of secure landscape after another. It just marches
for
up
miles
the center
and
of the
miles.
State. Well, this brings up another interesting bit of work that you've done, and this is something there's quite an interesting sort of subculture that believes that there's, for instance, a tunnel system that actually connects many of the great underground facilities in the Southwest together. You often hear of a maglev train system that shuttles between bases and that sort of thing. And I know you've done an incredible amount of research into this particular subject. What is your cutting edge information in terms of the possibility of there being an actual underground transportation system?
Understand. Understand that maglev technology is train technology, including for an underground maglev tube train shuttle system, has been underway since the years of the Third Reich, going all the way back to the mid-1930s. And I do discuss this in Hidden in Plain Sight. That research continues to the present day by the Germans, by the Chinese, by the Japanese, by the Americans. Understand now that there is a high-speed operating maglev train. It's in China. the Chinese actually have taken this technology further in the open above ground world than anyone else. But it first started to be researched and developed all the way back in the Third Reich in the 1930s. There was an engineer named Hermann Kemper who began research back in 35, something like that, even earlier, and continued his research during the Third Reich, including during World War II. And, of course, Project Paperclip swept up all the technical documentation it could across the board from A to Z and brought it to the United States. My strong suspicion is that research was continued here in the United States and has been built now. But if it has been built, understand I've never been on an underground maglev shuttle train. But there are people who say that they exist. I can't conclusively prove that system exists. What I can tell you is that a great deal of research has been done on it, including by the RAND Corporation and others. And there are numerous patents that have been taken out for it, and including by some very famous engineers. And I cite their work in my book. So, yes, it's been well studied and researched, including in the United States in recent years and decades. My suspicion is that it does exist, but it's at a very highly classified level.
Yeah, one of the things that I remember from your first book was the patent that you reproduced for the nuclear powered subterrane that was built in Kent, Washington.
Yes.
And I think the patent was awarded the year that I graduated from Kent Ridge High School in Kent, Washington.
No.
So I remember the odd synchronicity of that. So let me finish. Okay.
There was no nuclear subterranean tunneling machine built in Kent, Washington. I do not document any such thing. What I document is that in Los Alamos in the late 1970s, that there was research and design work done on nuclear-powered tunneling machines called the subterranean, and that those patents were granted to several scientists and engineers at Los Alamos National Laboratories in New Mexico. And that furthermore, I do discuss or mention a tunnel boring company that is located in Yelm, Washington, and that is the Robbins Company, and they do make tunnel boring machines. But if nuclear powered tunnel boring machines are being used, they are being used in the black world, because there is no record of them being used by any tunnel boring machine publicly, tunnel boring machine company publicly. But yes, the patents for them do exist. They are official United States patents. They have been granted. They're on the public record, and I document them in my book. That is correct.
Now, I have a source that used to deliver mail and other packages, was a messenger during the summers in Los Alamos, and he claims he saw passageways underground riding his bike that appeared to be like covered in a very thick coat of glass. And I've always wondered if that was maybe the byproduct of some sort of heat-type boring operation. Have you heard of any sort of documentation on that?
No, I haven't been able to document glass-covered tunnels. There are people who say they've seen them, and I wouldn't rule out the possibility. Now, the nuclear-powered tunnel-boring machines, if they were made, would produce a glass-covered tunnel. However, you could also do that with a non-nuclear-powered machine that was very hot. So there are two ways you could do it. You could do it with a nuclear-powered power plant, or you could do it by simply heating up the machine, for example, by electric means would be another way to do it. So the point is that, yes, you can melt your way through rock, and I don't rule out that there are that type of machine may be in use, but I haven't been able to document it yet.
You know, we'll explore more of this in a moment. We have Dr. Richard Sauter, Ph.D., author of several books, including Hidden in Plain Sight, Beyond the X-Files. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
The Paracast.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We're exploring underground bases, secret weaponry. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast. We're talking to Richard Sauter. A question that occurs to me, all this construction, rock melting and all that. Are we causing any of these earthquakes anywhere? Are we being careful to avoid
I couldn't say. What I would say is that, in my opinion, I have far more important information that I discuss in the other book that came out recently that's entitled The Richard Souter Briefing. It's a short book. It won't take people long to read. When I say The Richard Souter Briefing, I mean that it is a briefing. It's maybe 70 pages maximum, and it's designed for ease of reading. Covers many different topics, including, of course, underground bases and tunnels, but also in that book I cover such things as the 9/11 false flag attack, what I perceive and many other writers and analysts perceive as the attempted economic enslavement of the entire human race. I talk about the shadow government, the secretive space program, or is it programs, the growing crack in the UFO and ET cover-up. I talk about the hidden history of this Earth and the coming Earth changes, which has already begun and will intensify in the coming weeks, months, and years. And I really feel that that book, if anything, is far more important and supersedes, or put it this way, comprises and includes in that book my work on underground and undersea bases.
Richard, how do we get a copy of the book?
You can go to Amazon.com. I sent you that link, and I think you've posted it on your website. But the title is The Richard Souter Briefing, and you can simply go to Amazon.com. For those who read German, it's also in German. Actually, it appeared first in German before in English, interestingly enough. But it's available in German at Amazon.de for those who read German. But for those who read English, it's at Amazon.com.
With all this stuff that you're disclosing in all your books about all this stuff that's going on, black projects, did anyone ever come to you, Richard Souter, and say, hey, you know, don't talk about it, no Three Men in Black or anyone?
No, because you have to understand how I pursue my research. I essentially go to the library, but when I say I go to the library, I'm a serious library patron. I go to the library in a way that few people do. And I go to archives, to research libraries, to data repositories and so forth. Some of them private, by the way. Once you get to know people, you sometimes have access to an information that the average person would not. Because, put it this way, there are people who I've run across in my research whom I perceive as being deeply perturbed by what they see and what they know, and perhaps by what they've been asked to do, tasked to do, or required to do. And I think that at least some of them have been deeply troubled, and so have contacted me over the years and have given me information. But you have to understand that I have received virtually no what you might call classified information. Virtually all the information I have is on the public record. However, while it's on the public record, it's on the public record in such a way that it takes a bit of digging, if you pardon the pun, to find, in that the average member of the public would find it difficult to access the information. It's public, but in a manner such that the average member of the public would have great difficulty in finding it and might not find it. It would take a person like me who has multiple graduate degrees from large universities, who is a trained researcher, who knows how to find data and information to ferret it out.
But
and,
why would it be
make it
kept
available
there? Why would you have this information there? If it's so important to keep all this stuff secret, why would it be something that a skilled researcher could find in a library?
Because it can't all be kept secret. Some of it, because there's so much information, filters through the cracks. That's the first part of the answer. The second part of the answer is it appears for karmic reasons, and here we're talking about the spiritual side of this, for karmic reasons that it can't be kept totally secret, that it has to be made, so to speak, available, but understand, because so few people go looking, very few people find. And there's an ancient saying by Jesus, for example, seek and ye shall find. And I believe that you have to understand this gets into Jim Marr's work, for example, who's another researcher I know. And Jim Marr does very good work. I believe Chris O'Brien knows Jim as well. But Jim Marr has published a number of books over the years. And I would recommend to anyone to read the books of Jim Marr, M-A-R-R-S. And there are two researchers named Jim Marr. I'm talking about the guy who writes about UFOs and secret societies and secret government and the Kennedy assassination, that kind of thing. But there are two Jim Marrs, and they're both based in Texas, strangely enough. But anyway,
what does the other one
do? That I know, and he's
what does the other one do, the one that doesn't do the conspiracy stuff?
He has more of a – well, he does do conspiracy stuff, but it's from a Christian fundamentalist approach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he also
I don't
want to
talk more about Jim Marrs. No. I want to talk about Jim Marrs has written an excellent book about secret societies and their influence on government and the broader society at large. The point I'm making here is that secret societies, the Masons and others, are deeply embedded not only in the military but in the government, and they have certain spiritual principles that guide them. And my understanding is one of the things they do, people believe that they operate in secrecy, but in reality, the vast majority of what the so-called secret societies do is done in plain sight. You might say it's hidden in plain sight. And it affects not only the military, but the government. You could use the 9/11 attacks as an example. There's really no conspiracy or cover-up. It's all there to see. It's in plain sight. And if you really want to understand what happens, what happened on that day, there have been a number of quite excellent books written about that, and also some excellent videos and films that have been released to the internet about what happened on 9/11. So really,
based on what you're saying, is that
if you
what we think happened in 9/11 is not the real story.
What we've been told.
Well, who are we, and what do we think? It was clear to me from the first 5 seconds that there was a controlled demolition underway, and that it was a setup from the beginning. So anyone who wants to believe the so-called official story, if you want to be that stupid, that mind controlled, that ignorant, fine, believe what the
all you have to do is say World Trade Center number 7. That's really,
I'm saying, and I want to say to listeners, if you want to be so stupid, so ignorant, so mind-controlled as to believe the so-called official story about 9/11, fine. Then remain in your stupidity, your ignorance, and your mind
control. Let's get into more of this
in
a moment, okay, Richard? Let's get into more of this. We have Richard Sauter, a PhD.
Yeah.
I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
And now we're talking about some really fascinating stuff, not just the underground bases, the conspiracies, but all sorts of things going on out there with Richard Souter, Ph.D. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris, why don't you take us further on this journey with Richard?
Well, I think anybody who has done even the briefest look at the subject of 9/11 and just the history of false flag operations through history, to me it's really obvious that
Chris and Gene, I want to take this to an entirely different level now and discuss why I came to Ecuador. I came here for a vision quest, and I went on a vision quest with two different shamans over a period of 3 weeks or about 2.5 weeks, and I used ayahuasca, as is common. Many South American shamans have been using this for thousands of years. And I might say it's very similar to what David Icke did. David Icke also came to South America on a vision quest and had a very powerful experience. I also did. Ayahuasca showed me something that I already knew, but it rubbed my face in it, so to speak, up front and close and personal. What ayahuasca showed me is that this planet is under assault and has been for a long time. There is an intelligence that is very methodical. It is vast. It is powerful. It is relentless. And it has as its goal to completely vanquish this planet, to dominate it, control it, every life form on it, everything on this planet, up, down, and sideways from A to Z. And the program of conquest is well along. It is almost complete, as a matter of fact. This intelligence is a machine intelligence, and by that I mean it is not an organic, biological mind or intelligence. It is a vast machine that works in two realms simultaneously, the physical realm and also the spiritual realm, and in a certain part of the spiritual realm, the near astral. It's the part of the spiritual realm that is very close to the physical, but it's not physical. It's working these two realms simultaneously. It has the human race in its thrall. It uses technology. It makes extensive use of human beings who are willing to further its aims and purposes and assist it. It doesn't care if these human beings cooperate willingly or unwillingly, knowingly or unknowingly, wittingly or unwittingly. It only cares that they cooperate with it and help it complete its project. What ayahuasca showed me is that it showed me humans hooked up, so to speak, at a subtle level. The analogy would be here to a dairy farm milking parlor or milking shed, where the cattle would go and be hooked up to machines to be milked and have their a portion of the life force drawn on and drawn off in the form of milk. And we're familiar with what ayahuasca showed me is that this is being done to human beings, and our life energy is being sucked off. And it actually showed me people, the analogy would be to an opium den, where people are having their energy sucked off in 100 different ways, but that the energy is actually collected in a more subtle realm, and the machine uses a human energy, human life force, for its own purposes. I didn't see what those purposes were, but it's drawn off and used. And we can see this in our realm. So many people are wasting their life energy with alcohol, with recreational drugs, with mindless entertainment, and on and on, with mindless rap music, etc. Just wasting their life force in 100 different ways. And the machine showed me the back room, so to speak, of what's being done with all of this wasted and mindlessly wasted energy.
By the way, listeners, I want to apologize for that noise that you're getting in the background. It's part of our connection to Ecuador, and we don't think there are any psychic beings or disinformation agents are causing it. It's just one of those things.
I'm hoping it's not the dimethyltryptamine machine elves that Terrence McKenna talked about that tend to show up during ayahuasca session.
No. I don't want to get into Terrence McKenna, and he was talking about DMT, not ayahuasca. Now, what I would like to say is that...
The DMT is the active ingredient.
The machine... Well, among other things, there's more to it than that. You have to understand in the case of, and I'm not an expert on ayahuasca, but you have to understand in the case of ayahuasca, there's synergy between two different plants, both of which
I understand that, but dimethyltryptamine.
Okay, and also with the human brain. Also, there's more than one compound, but let's not get off on that. Also, it gave me other realizations, and that is that this machine is working across the scope of the human experience. And what it does is prompt the humans that are willing to work with it or unwilling. It doesn't care, as long as they help it carry out its agenda. And it's working with nanotechnology. It's working with genetic engineering. It's working with nuclear technology. It's working with digital technology. And you can see a progression in recent decades accelerating with effectively enslaving the human race, which changing the genome of organism after organism after organism, with engineering the atmosphere with an extensive chemtrail spraying program. We don't even know what's going on with nanotechnology nowadays. We only know that things are being developed at a microscopic level, and if they're being let loose, how would we know? We know that the technology is advancing by leaps and by bounds. But I was given all of these realizations. In essence, I was also shown that the military, the United States military, is heavily involved with these things, including with ayahuasca showed me, including with the attempt to engineer the genome of the plants that are involved with making the ayahuasca brew. Why would that be? Well, if you engineer the genome, you can change the way that ayahuasca works. It's in other words, I'm describing an agenda that is just beyond, almost beyond imagining. And that's the point. It's so far beyond the imagining of 99.9% of the population that they're easy pickings for this agenda, which is well along, far advanced. And you can see that the average human being has, in effect, given themselves over to the machine in a thousand different ways. Now, there have been some recent movies that have come out of Hollywood in the last 20 years or so. I would point out several. The Matrix films, especially the first one, dealt with part of what I'm talking about. The Terminator films dealt with this to a large degree.
Yeah, Skynet.
I haven't seen Skynet, but there was another sci-fi.
Skynet was the machine intelligence. Skynet was the machine intelligence that becomes sentient.
Let me finish, and then you also had the Battlestar Galactica series of shows that sci-fi came out with in recent years that dealt with this to a large degree as well.
The Cylons. The Cylons are machine intelligence that ultimately becomes human and then mates with humans.
And they begin subverting, and it gets to the point of subverting the race, and it becomes extremely complex. And we see
even
this
more
with,
complex
with
is
the
because supposedly Battlestar Galactica, this is the colossal spoiler, occurred 150,000 years ago, and they came to Earth and helped seed our planet with humans and all that stuff. We have Richard Sauter, PhD.
Well, in essence.
Okay, Richard Sauter, PhD, joining us this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
Before we continue with the final portion of this week's episode of the Paracast, I do want to give you a heads up. Now, you've heard that buzzing sound throughout the show. It's something that's an artifact of our communication with Richard Souter at his home in Ecuador. But in the last part of this interview, it gets positively worse. And I have to tell you, I did filter some of that sound. It was much worse in the original version, so it may be a little difficult to listen to this final portion. For that, I'm sorry. We're doing the best we can. It comes down to this, the final segment of this week's episode with Dr. Richard Souter. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in the Paracast, and we're looking at this intelligence, or whatever it is, that's at play, that's causing all sorts of problems. It's starting to sound a little bit like what we heard from John Keel. So John Keel was talking about the universe being controlled by a computerized intelligence that's not very sane. What's your viewpoint? Is that what some of what you're expressing here?
Well, I can tell you that I think there are a variety of vastly intelligent computer intelligences in the universe, including in this galaxy. I was about 15 years ago contacted one night by one galactic computer intelligence, which I perceived as benevolent. It was a vast digital intelligence at a galactic scale. It wasn't
How did you
God,
know what it was?
But it was because it interfaced with me directly telepathically, and I sensed when you sense something telepathically, direct mind to mind what you're dealing with. And in this
all right,
case,
well, you
was,
may know this, but I've never had a telepathic experience that I know about. So I'm trying to make this understandable to our listeners.
Well, I don't care. You can't make it understandable unless you're a telepath and you have a telepathic experience.
Okay.
It's like trying to explain to a blind man the color green. You can't. So let's just leave that and move on.
Okay.
I can't affect that one way or the other. I'm telling you what I experienced. And so there are these vast computerized intelligences. This intelligence that I'm talking about was created by someone or something else. I didn't perceive it as benevolent. Its agenda is one of conquest of this planet. And it's almost complete, by the way. And from our standpoint, things are not going well. I would point to things like the so-called BP disaster in the Gulf of Mexico last spring, which is ongoing. This latest disaster in Japan.
You know, Gene and Richard, it sounds like we've been plagued by a giant Ecuadorian super mosquito that's been buzzing around our ears
all night off and on, but we're sorry about the technical.
Can I tell you something?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you something, and that is one of the things, sensations you have when you interface consciously with the ayahuasca is the buzzing sound of an insect. And what you can say when you hear it is, it reminds you of an insect, but you're not able to say precisely what insect it is. It only that you hear a kind of a buzzing sound, a subliminal buzzing sound almost, and it sounds insect-like. So it could be that the ayahuasca is involved in this conversation. I'm not joking.
I know you're not.
I'm not joking.
I think it's just ironic.
I think we're feeding everybody a drug experience. You know, right now the FDA and the DEA are after us because of this show. Because everybody else is after us, they might as well get in line.
We chased it away.
Let me tell you something. I am absolutely not joking about this. I'm perfectly serious, and I don't want to make this a cause for mocking or levity.
Okay.
Because this has the utmost gravity, and I would appreciate seriousness on your part as an interviewer. Now, the thing is that ayahuasca is not a drug. It is a conscious entity, and let's get that clear. It's not a drug in the sense of a party drug is ecstasy or acid or something like this. We're talking about a conscious entity who comes in your mind and shows you serious things about yourself, about the world, about the planet. So let's make that distinction real clear from where I sit. It's also something you don't do lightly or with a party hardy atmosphere. It always just makes me real physically and mentally for hours and even for days afterwards. So it's not something you do lightly, and I did it in the utmost seriousness, and I have tremendous respect for ayahuasca and also for the serious shamans, and there are some serious shamans, the ones who are very deeply spiritual and make it their life's work to bring ayahuasca to the human race. And I don't take it lightly.
Let me expand on this because we only have a few moments left.
Yes.
Okay. So the point being, the reason I'm asking these questions, and of course, and being the devil's advocate, is because we have a lot of listeners who are not into conspiracy theories, don't really buy a lot of this stuff, and we want to make sure they at least understand where you're coming from, your point of view. But on the larger scale here, you're working all these years, getting this information out. So how do we bring about the next step, which is to convince more people
the next step,
that what you say is true?
Here's the next step. I'm not even worried about convincing people. I say what I say, and if 1% of the listeners take it to heart, I'm satisfied with that because I'm not concerned with convincing people. I put the information out there.
It's too late to convince
anybody. The situation is, the people who understand the gravity of the situation is to elevate our game, elevate our consciousness. That's the only way that we can, so to speak, take back our planet, reclaim our planet, and reclaim our own minds and bodies.
What's the consequence? What's the downside? If we don't get our acts together, we lose humanity completely?
We become a slave species 100%, and or our planet is killed. There's one of the two. Either we become a lot more wise, a lot smarter, a lot more conscious and quick, and a lot of us, that's a choice. Become more conscious, elevate your consciousness, or become a slave and or lose the planet totally. Because the planet is being killed right now. Look what's happening in Japan. Look what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. These so-called accidents have major corporations behind them. General Electric, in the case of what's happening in Japan. BP, in the case of what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico.
And Halliburton.
Government agencies. Yes, and government agencies working with these corporations. We have to realize the governments of this planet, the major corporations, and the people who work for the governments and the corporations are implicated in this. Their life energy has been co-opted, and we have to understand we're at the 11th hour.
I notice this noise as you speak, Richard, as you speak. The noise, the background noise is getting worse and worse.
That's the ayahuasca speaking, I would say.
All right.
That's the intelligence of the life force of this planet reinforcing what I'm saying.
All right, where do we find more of this stuff that you write about, Richard Sauter?
I would say go to my the Richard Souter briefing. I talk about a lot of these issues in the Richard Souter briefing, and at the end of the Richard Souter briefing, I say, frankly, the only way out is through a nonviolent, peaceful uprising on this planet, a White Rose movement, so to speak. And I explain what the White Rose movement is. I almost said the Right Rose movement, but the White Rose movement. Our only way out is through a global, peaceful, nonviolent, creative, highly conscious uprising of the human race. Otherwise, we're toast.
Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of the things you do?
Well, I'm looking for my ayahuasca bug spray here to try to get through just the end of this segment. But first of all, I want to, Richard, you know, don't take my levity wrong. It's very unusual for us to have these types of technical issues on the show. I find it ironic and in a way humorous that it's happening, but that no way diminishes the gravity of what you're saying, the amazing amount of work. I applaud the just wonderful work that you've done for many years. You can find out more about what I do on the Paracast, forums.theparacast.com, and also my website, Our Strange Planet. And Richard, thank you again so much for taking the time so late at night. I mean, it's 5 o'clock in the morning your time, and we really do appreciate you being on the show and putting up with
It's 4 o'clock here because South America does not do daylight savings time.
Oh, okay. Still, we really appreciate the yeoman's job that you did staying up so late so that we could, you know, pull this off. I do realize the connection speeds down there are an issue, and we really want to thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Gene.
We survived, folks.
Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.